In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Tell you a little secret about hearing confessions. There are, after a while as a priest, I'm coming up on 25 years, you develop not pat responses, but standard responses to certain sins. And so when a teenager comes and tells me that they lied to their parents, usually what I'll tell them is, you know that anything you have to lie about, you probably shouldn't be doing anyway, right? And they always, you know, if it's face-to-face, they look at me and go, yeah. Because they know the truth. You know, anything you have to, and that is not just true of teenagers, it's true of adults, it's true of young kids, it's true of everybody. Anything that you have to lie about is not something you should be doing. If you have to conceal what you're doing, you're probably doing something wrong, unless you work for the CIA. And even then, you might be doing something wrong. You're told in this baseball gospel, I call it a baseball gospel because, you know, John 3:16, you know, people holding up the signs in the end zone or in the outfield or wherever you find it. Part of what is said is that, you know, if what you're doing is good and right, you don't mind it being seen. Now, you don't do it to be seen. You know, Jesus has words about people who do good deeds just to be seen. But if you happen to be seen, there's no problem. Because, you know, you've done nothing to be ashamed of. It is a good thing. Now, however, if you've done something evil, what do you want? You want to keep it private. You want to keep it to yourself. You want to be like the cockroach who, when you turn on the lights, scatters underneath the furniture. That is what evil. Evil is a cockroach. Yeah, you can write that down. People prefer darkness to light because their works were evil. And this, you know, those who hate Jesus, and there are those who do. Hate Jesus, hate his teaching, hate his church. Why? Because it, you know, the gospel shows their actions to be what they are. Wrong and evil. Jesus is the light. And light shows things as they truly are, whether good or evil. And if you're doing good things, you approach the light, you go close to the light so that the good that you do may be revealed to all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.